we're going to move on. You mentioned the pandemic there, Martin Conway. Brian, can you outline the figures given to us by Padraig Tobin today? He got them from the HSE on COVID, nursing home deaths and hospital deaths.
Yeah, so I think what he found was of kind of, I think, the overall 8,000 or so deaths that related to COVID-19, about almost 27%, almost 30% of them came in nursing home settings, which is, you know, just a remarkable statistic that, you know, our elderly, our infirm, the frail people in our society died on such a scale throughout the pandemic.
And 40% of the deaths in total, the other 13% in hospital settings, although whether they had COVID when they arrived, whether they got them in an outbreak, etc., was not as clear from the figures. And we also heard from a former member of NPHET over the last few days, Professor Martin Cormacan. What have we been hearing from him?
Yeah, so he made you know, a really interesting series of comments where he said, you know, the closure of schools over a long period of time and stopping people visiting people in nursing homes over a protracted period of time was too stringent a set of measures that the state took, and that NPHET and the government effectively ruled by fear is the net effect of what he was saying. But I think you see the interesting tension in the two points here. One is 2,500 elderly people died in nursing homes. And then the other side is, well, the reason that we stopped them seeing their family members was so more of them didn't get COVID. And that was the constant debate we had at the time. And I think we're having again now with these two stories.
All right. Michael Collins, what did you make of Martin Cormacan's remarks?
You know, there's a lot, in fairness, it's well worth exploring the options that they're looking at the moment, because, in fairness, some of the regulations were very restrictive and very unfair to people. People wanting to go in to visit loved ones and they're dying inside in their hospital bed. It's a shocking situation. People willing to go and mask and do everything just to say goodbye to a loved one, and were refused that. That's caused serious hurt throughout this country. And you know, we're talking about 27% and maybe in nursing homes and 13% in hospitals. Many of these are not HICU compliant. And I know for a fact in my own in community
let's not name any particular
facilities. No, certainly won't do that. But I know certain hospitals that aren't HICU compliant. So, like the HSE, you have to look at why weren't these HICU compliant. HICU have to look at as to why they allowed it to continue. Some hospitals or nursing homes weren't compliant, and too many patients were inside the one room. And it's very, very clear the regulations are that, you know, the least amount of patients in one room is the better chance of a disease once spread. But you also look at businesses. Businesses were falling by the wayside. And you had situations, rules and regulations put in place that if a business was to set a pint, you could have a drink, you'd have to spend 10 euros. But if it's been $9.99, you couldn't sit and have a drink at all. How is the COVID going to catch you if you were only spending $9.99 or 10 euros? Like, I mean, rules and regulations, I think it went to their head. Some people lost their head and they put in so many difficult regulations. It cost a lot of people, but certainly right. People wanted to go to visit their loved ones was a big one, and they're at the end of their time, and just left a lot of disgust out there in the public.
Mairead Farrell, what did you make of Professor Martin Cormacan's remarks?
Well, I think there's two things here. So first of all, in relation to the COVID response, and that I think to our handling of COVID-19, I mean, this was something that, you know, we had never experienced before in our lives. So I think having a full inquiry into it can only be seen as a positive thing, to see, you know, what worked well, what didn't work well. You know, hopefully none of us ever experience anything like that again. But if we ever do have to face something like that, well, then it can only be of benefit to everyone if there's been a full inquiry and see how things should be done. In relation to then the issue in terms of deaths in nursing homes, and look, my heart goes out to the families, and we've always been very clear that there should be a full inquiry in relation to that. And the other thing that I think is really important is that those family members who lost loved ones in nursing homes, in private nursing homes, they really should be able to access the truth and the family records. And, you know, obviously private nursing homes don't fall under freedom of information, right? And obviously then if somebody passes away, it can be more difficult to access, you know, documentation surrounding that person, Okay. And I think what we
need
to... You
think they should have access to any documents?
They should be able to get access to those documents. Absolutely. And look, I would imagine that most nursing homes will be willing to do that. But for those who don't, we need to be very clear here. They need to have access to that information.
Martin Conway?
Yeah, no, Lucas, I agree with all of Mairead's contribution there. My party leader has been on the record for a long time to say that, you know, in the fullness of time, when the pandemic is well and truly over, and we are in the twilight of it now, that a public inquiry into the handling of it would be something that's very welcome. And it should be seen as a positive thing, because there are learnings that can be gleaned from that type of engagement. I would say, however, that we were the sixth lowest per head of population in the entire European Union in terms of deaths. Every death, and the 8,500 people who lost their lives as a result of this pandemic, every one of them was one too many. But it could have been so much worse. We'll all remember...
I suppose some people's point have been since is that we've now been through a pandemic. Mm. What can we learn from that pandemic in order to be better prepared should one break out the next time?
That's where... an in-depth review and inquiry would be very beneficial, and certainly in terms of the structure of NPHET. And I know that Martin Cornican was one of 40, I believe, that was on NPHET. Maybe that was too many, but the one thing that...
Are you saying it was one too many, that Martin Cornican shouldn't have been on it?
No, I'm saying maybe it was too many, but the thing about it is that 40 people were the people who came together to come up with the recommendations. It was a broad church of medical opinion, from researchers to medics to the CMO, deputy CMO, and so on. And look, they had to make a judgment at a very difficult time, not having experienced such a set of scenarios before. I think...
I'm going to go to Michael Collins. Would you accept that? I mean, you are critical of some of the response and specific measures and that, but would you accept decisions were made on the hoof in good faith, and that maybe... You know, you wouldn't like the outcome of some of them, but that the intention at least...
Certainly some of the decisions had to be made. I'm not disputing that. Common sense applies there. But my worry is now that we're talking about another full inquiry. Is it going to be a typical Irish inquiry where there's going to be no accountability held? Somebody has to be held accountable if there was serious errors made.
What's more important, holding somebody... What's more important, holding somebody accountable or having a better playbook in place for the next pandemic?
I think we can do both.
I think we certainly
need to do that, because for a lot of people that have been serious...
Hang on a second. Let Michael call. Let's finish.
I think people have been seriously upset about many issues, especially, as I said to you, people dying in hospitals and nursing homes, and loved ones not able to see that. Accountability needs to be held there.
Martin Conway, just very briefly, whatever
inquiry we have, it can't be a finger-pointing inquiry. It has to be a learning inquiry.
Heaven forbid anyone should ever be held responsible for anything in this country. Typical Ireland.
No, but not in this type of situation. Yes. We're dealing with something that we never experienced before. And I think that everybody in the medical profession, and certainly in government, made decisions with the right motivation. That's the final word.
We're back after this.
The Late Debate with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.